And B, can you tell me a little bit about the people in the prefabs? Did you know them very well, like because you worked as a building inspector and a lot of them were in the building trades? Did you must have come across a lot of them while you're
The
at
people
work?
in which one was
In the prefabs. The people living in the prefabs.
Oh, the
You must have,
prefab.
yeah.
Yeah, well, they were mainly tradespeople, and mainly tradesmen, and that were also they're building up a nucleus of tradesmen, carpenters, plumbers, and painters, and plasterers, and so on, for the construction of Canberra, or to work in Canberra. It was mainly tradespeople, and take it the other people who necessary had to be housed in them. The beauty with the prefabs was that they were pretty quickly constructed, or constructed in a fairly quick short time, and they were good homes. They were, from what I could see of them and so on, they were faithfully built, and at the particular era, that was a good home at that particular era for whoever. And I think the rental was reasonable, and compared to what wages, whatever the wages were, and so on.
Yeah, well, it was all government housing, wasn't
I think in those days, when AB Jennings came up to Canberra, they got Jennings up. They were up there to have a quick fix in a number of houses and so on in different areas. But the Narrabundah ones, they were mainly for the tradespeople, and were probably important, other workers in important positions and so on.
And what would people do for recreation and entertainment? Would you said you'd go to the Causeway Hall, like in the early 60s, like for
Yes,
dances and
for
sport? Did you?
of course, Australian rules football had a pretty big hold in those days. Manuka and Eastlake and Ainslie and Queanbeyan and so on. That had a pretty fair following. And the same with cricket. Cricket had a fair following too, and hockey, where the And then there was the Acton Racecourse over, which now where the lake is, but the Acton, there was a racecourse over there, and hockey fields, and they even had a push bike races and so on. And before they put a velodrome at Narrabundah. I don't know whether it's still there, is it?
Yeah, it's tall.
And before that was there was more of a other sort of a cycle track. That was very popular, the push bike cycle activity. And it was mainly Aussie rules. Aussie rules was the some rugby league, but Australian rules was the main one.
What about rugby union?
Rugby was in its sort of early stages. It wasn't as the Australian rules was most popular, but then the rugby was getting a bit of a hold on rugby league, and well, I think there was some union rugby union. I think some Duntroon team and an odd one round played rugby union, but not many at that stage, early stages.
What about recreation dances and all these sorts of things? Did they would have been well attended at Causeway and the Narrabundah Halls? Did you ever go to any
No,
dances at the
only
Narrabundah
one
Halls,
I had at
recreation hall?
the no, I'm never di never ever there. The only one was the soldier when they had the RSL club there. We had a 3rd Battalion reunion there, which was very successful, remember years ago. And when the monument was outside of Raphaelian Barry and the soldier, you remember, we laid a wreath on that particular memorial from our 3rd Battalion Kokoda Track Soldiers. But I'm afraid I never had much other activity in the Narrabundah area myself.
And you mentioned to me once before that the people living in the prefabs had a bit of a go in them. Did you want to elaborate on that, what you meant by that? You know, they were... sort of people they were like?
Yeah. The prefabs? Yeah, well, they were from... a lot of them were from outside. In those days, tradespeople came from different areas of Australia. Myself, I came up to Canberra in 1939, in April 39, to work as a carpenter from out west, a little place called Whitton, between Narandra and Griffith, out that way. And other tradesmen I met here, they were from Young and Toorumba and Tumbarumba and Goulburn, of course, and then from Sydney. And from other states, Victorians and so on. And they came to Canberra to be going for the occupied. Because Canberra was a great place for tradesmen. The wages were good and the conditions were good, but the people, the tradesmen themselves were good. They all worked in a proper workman-like, tradesman-like manner and everything.
They couldn't put anything over you as a building inspector? Or they tried to put something over you as a building inspector?
Oh, no, I went in the building inspector line later on. They pretty well, as a matter of fact, they were all good. They had to have a builder's licence, but that was probably a little bit loose in a way. But anybody that was asked to fix something that needed to be fixed to conform to the... specification or plan attended to that. Well, of course, otherwise the job would grow to a halt. No, they're pretty good.
I can't think of anything else to ask. Do you think you'd like to add anything else about...
No, I'd just like to mention about the German club. All the German and Austrian tradesmen who worked on the German club construction, they're absolutely spot on. And same with other builders, like that Joe Larko that I mentioned earlier in the Russian church, and they were very honest, straight honest, good honest workmen, and with the German club getting back there again, the workmanship there was spot on. And the German tradesmen and Austrian tradesmen were good.
Yeah, anyway, thank you for your time.
It's all right. Austin, I'm sorry I couldn't give you much more specific type
thing. That's fine.
But I'll ring through Rafe Clothier's number to you and Len Griffiths. He lives in Narrabundah.
Yeah.
And Rafe Clothier lives in, unless he's moved, he was living in Stewart Street.
Yeah.
And...